All right, we're back. Steve Elzinga here. I hope you're enjoying this. Maybe you're just going from one session to the other. I mean, they're short. I'm telling you, this is worth your time. I know it's a little bit of work. I know you got things that you should be doing now. There are demands on your life. You see, that's the problem. We don't end up doing the things that are really important because of all the demands around us. And then we just keep going down a trail. It's like we're on a merry-go-round that we just can't get off. But where's this thing going? Or we're spinning wheels. You know, you're in this vehicle and the wheel is going around, but we're not getting anywhere. And we don't have time to put it in park and stop and go, hold it. I just need a little time to assess, you know, who I am, who God made me to be, and what God wants to do with my life. And to really focus in on that and actually write it down. They've done a study that people that write their vision down are like 80% more likely to actually do it. And people that just talk and think, yeah, well, I kind of know what I want to do. No. They end up being pulled in all kinds of other directions. So what are we going to do in this session? I want to help you assess your natural gifts, okay? Natural gifts. Okay, spiritual gifts are just gifts given to you. God gives you these gifts. And they're sort of a specialized gift. And they're listed in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. But we're gifted at more things than the list there. Okay, we're gifted at all kinds of things. Some of you are gifted at eating or preparing food or for gardening or for, sports. Just naturally, you're good at sports or you're good with people or there's a lot of things that you are just good at. And you've always been good at these things. It's like you were born this way. You can have, I have a brother who's 14 months younger than I am and we're radically different from each other. He is good at certain things, and he's into horticulture, into plants, and, you know, he mows his lawn two different directions because he likes that look. I don't do any of that, right? He's a fisherman, he's patient, he can get up in the morning, and I'm like, no, I like the immediacy of sports, you know, the ball, here it is, and I'm hitting the ball, or I'm chasing the ball, or whatever. There's something going on right now, and it's happening right now, and I have to wait for an hour for something to happen. So, you know, we naturally gravitate towards certain things. God has wired us certain ways. Maybe it's our personality, maybe it's, you know, some of our experience in life, but we're just naturally good at some things. Some people are naturally good at speaking, putting words together, being quick on their feet. Other people are more deliberative. They have to think about things before they say some things. So what are some what are the things that you're really good at that you just don't have to work that hard at? In school, I didn't have to work hard at. School came easy to me. I learned it, I studied it, I remembered it. You know, I would write down the summary of the whole course on two sides of a piece of paper. I'd memorize that paper and then I'd go to the test. It's like I knew the whole course. So that's what I was good at. So, and it just happened to me. I play the trumpet. The trumpet just came naturally. I could play high notes without working at it. I mean, my brother took it up and he struggled. He couldn't hardly blow the thing. His lips, I don't know what the deal was. But for me, it was really easy. So what are those things that you have in your life that are easy to you? Okay. Assessing your acquired gifts. What are you good at? Because you've worked at it. I mean, some things just come easily. You never had to work at it, and there it is. Those are great. Those are awesome. But there are other things that you're really good at, but you're only good at those things because you worked at them. Maybe you're not naturally good at sports, but you have passion, you have energy, and if you want something, you go at it, and you work at it, and you're really gifted at it now because you worked at it. I was growing up, I was not a reader, a dyslexic, I mixed my words up. In third grade, my teacher told my parents that I should go to a trade school because I'll never do well, never go to the university, college, anything like that. And, you know, my dad, you know, he just, He took that as a challenge. And so he bought my brother and I these books, and he paid us $1 for every book that we finished. We had to do them before we went to school for a year. And I don't know if they helped or not, but it helped in terms of my attitude. So I worked at it. And I did go to university. I went to grad school. I'm teaching. I'm a professor here at Christian Leaders. So, but I am some of those things because I worked at it, not because it came naturally. It didn't come naturally to me. Speaking, that's the last thing I ever wanted to do. I got forced into a speech contest when I was 15 years old, and I got pushed into it. And it was from there that I learned how to speak. That was not who I was. That did not come naturally. It's something that I worked at. So what are the things that you have worked at in your life that you're pretty good at now? But you're good at those things because you worked at it. You have some things that you're naturally gifted at and some things that you've worked at. We want to assess that. I want you to write those things down because, again, that becomes background knowledge, background fodder from which we can now write your personal vision statement for your life. All right, so I want you to go and do that. You know, maybe you're just watching these videos and you're not doing anything. I'm telling you, it's not going to help. Just listening here, sitting here listening, oh, that was so inspired. Yes, that was so good. Yeah, well, it's not going to do you any good. You have to do the work. So when you turn this off, do the work. Get a piece of paper. Yeah, 10 minutes. 10 minutes, you can be done. And then go to the next session. So we'll see you at the next session.